From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As you've probably heard, President Trump signed the $2 trillion plus stimulus package, but did you know it includes nearly $50 billion in aid for agriculture? According to agrimarketing.com, few strings are attached, even though Democrats are wary of setting up another slush fund for USDA to disperse across the industry as officials see fit. The mistrust stemmed from how the administration designed its trade bailout program, which critics say unfairly benefited southern states' wealthy farmers, and even foreign meat packers. Since January, the coronavirus pandemic has created significant challenges for the food industry in Asia, with restaurant dining suspended for several weeks. But demand of pork and beef has proven resilient for retailers, with supermarket sales remaining strong and consumers greatly increasing the use of e-commerce platforms and delivery services. While restaurants face a long recovery, U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom says they're showing strong signs of improvement, with workers returning to a normal routine and restaurant traffic rebounding. Transmitters implanted into young salmon will help scientists learn if allowing the fish to grow in flooded California rice fields helps them survive their journey to the Pacific Ocean. While flooded for the winter, the fields provide abundant food, allowing fish to bulk up fast before they're released into the Sacramento River. Researchers have been testing four different methods of making rice fields more fish-friendly. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.